The Islamic war against the West in Europe and the U.S. appears to be moving very quickly. Yet many, too many, in positions of religious and political power are either willingly ignorant of reality, or perhaps they are wolves in sheep's clothing. This segment, we're going to try and touch on just briefly three areas of significant Islamic strategy that they are using. And we're going to ask our guest, IQ Avrasouli, who is one of our favorite guests, but one of the world's leading experts on Islamic activity, to help us in this regard. So, IQ, let me go to you right now with this question here. One of the major strategies of Islam in the United States, at least, seems to be to silence the church and to convince Christians that it's better to pursue unity, even with religions that believe that they need to kill Christians and Jews, being Islam, than alerting their parishioners and those in the pew to that reality. One article I have here before me is entitled, quote, "When Evangelicals Become Useful Idiots for Islamism," end quote. It was written by James Simpson in the American Thinker magazine. I'm not going to get into all of it in this article, other than to say this to you. In simple terms, as a matter of Islamic strategy, how important is it in the advance of Islam and taking over a country that there is a weak church or silent pulpits, to put it that perspective, to the strategy of civilization jihad?
It's the number one.
Number one?
It's the number one strategy, literally. You see, because they know the priests have got congregations. So if they convince the priest to speak about a dialogue between Islam and Christianity, it will make the parishioners and the Christians who are listening feel safe. But that's a tragedy. There is no commonality between Islam and Christianity. Zero. Literally zero. And there is nothing to talk about. In Quran, chapter 9, verse 29, it tells you even the Jews and the Christians have to submit to Sharia in humiliation and degradation. So what are we going to discuss? How bad we will be treated, or how simple we'll be treated? Of course, no, there's nothing to talk about. And any priest, literally any priest, who speaks that we can talk to Muslims and come to a conclusion should be removed. Literally, should be removed.